Thank you. tongue nor tell it, yet thou couldst love it still.
You can see that our reading this morning is from Romans chapter 13, and it begins with words that say, "And do this." It's good to remind ourselves here of the immediate context. The Apostle Paul has just listed a number of commandments here, particularly those of the second table of the law in this case, characterized by loving our neighbor as ourself. And now he begins in verse 11 of chapter 13, and we read, "And do this, knowing the time, that now it is high time to wake out of sleep. For now our salvation is nearer than when we first believed. The night is far spent, the day is at hand. Therefore let us cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light. Let us walk properly as in the day, not in revelry and drunkenness, not in lewdness and lust, not in strife and envy, but put on the Lord Jesus Christ, and make no provision for the flesh to fulfill its lusts. Thank you for these words of truth, O Lord, and now may the words of my mouth and the meditation of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, our rock and our redeemer. Amen." A number of years ago, a television ad was running that showed a distraught mother trying to get her two adolescent sons to hurry up, go to their room, clean it up, because a special guest was coming. Grandma. Grandma was arriving. I think I'm dating myself, though, because this happened to run probably more than just a few years ago. The room was in shambles. The boys quickly grabbed the clothes, and they grabbed the tennis rackets and the football and the skis and so on, and threw them into the drawers and the closets and under the bed, and not before also a few pillow fights took place as well along the way. All of a sudden, mother stands at the door. Says, "Boys, Grandma's here." And the two boys, like little soldiers called to attention, stand there, and they have a big smile on their face. "Hi, Grandma." And there comes a little feather floating down from the ceiling. Our text today tells us to be prepared, to have our room, our house, prepared, because a special guest is arriving. But in this case, even though externally things might look okay at times, there is to be not a hint of disorder at all. Not even a little feather, spiritually speaking, or a little hair, spiritually speaking, out of place for this guest. Because this guest isn't a grandma. This guest is the God of the universe, the Son of God, coming to judge the whole earth. Now that thought would certainly terrify us. It would terrify us if we did not know the great news of Scripture, Jesus Christ as our Savior. Because of Jesus Christ as our Savior, we look forward to this day with great celebration, with great joy. Did you notice how the Apostle Paul, in the text here, when he tells us to wake up from our slumber, wake up from our sleep, he doesn't say we're to wake up because the day of doom, the day of punishment is coming, but rather he says, because our salvation is nearer now. Our salvation is nearer now than when we first believed. I think you would agree with me, however, that if we were to look at things very naturally, according to logic, in keeping with the commandments of our God, we'd have to say that we're a disheveled mess. Our rooms have not been in order, spiritually speaking. Externally, the world might think they're looking pretty good, but you and I know about the closets. The closets of our consciences are filled with filth. Filth. And we're downright ashamed of certain of those things especially that stick in our minds. And then there's even things we don't even know about that way. Filled with filth, sin. Without Christ in the picture, it would be as if we're in such a deep sleep that we're constantly spiraling downward, 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 to unending darkness, unending death, damnation. And in order for us to get out of that situation, that deep spiritual slumber leading to damnation, it took a miracle. It took God the Holy Spirit to wake us up and to put us on the right path. To put us on the right path. Just as in that little children's story, you know, where the princess is in that deep sleep and needs to be awakened by the kiss of the right prince, so also we're in this deep sleep because of our sins and need to be awakened by the kiss, the embrace of the Prince of Peace, the Son of God. And we've had that kiss, we've had that embrace, haven't we? In the sacrament of holy baptism. That's how we've been connected to our Lord. But here's the real point, isn't it, on the basis of our text today. And that is that even while we right now hold on to Jesus Christ as our Savior and await that day, we never know when that day is going to come. And we know there's a lot of temptations around us to become spiritually drowsy, lethargic about our worship of Christ and about our lives, our sanctified lives. Remember the little story, the parable that Jesus told of the 10 virgins and being ready for the bridegroom's arrival. You recall that 5 were wise and 5 were foolish. But all of them, remember, had the oil of faith in their lamps when the evening began. The bridegroom was late in arriving. The expectations of the bridegroom's return did not meet their expectations. And so what happened? The oil in 5 of those lamps, of those 5 foolish ones, ran out. Paul here lets all of us know that it's time to wake up. Many years have gone by since the time that the Apostle Paul penned the precise words of this text. But make sure that we know this. The day of reckoning is sure to come. Because of the nearness of this day, even including one's day of death, the apostle exhorts us this way. He says, "So let us put aside the deeds of darkness and put on the armor of light." Have you noticed how in the evening times, the late evening hours especially too, the arrests go up for a lot of the things mentioned in the text and so on too? Drunkenness, sexual lewdness, disorderly conduct, domestic violence, and the list could go on and on. Since we are people of the day, we're waiting for that great day of the Lord, the day of the one who's called the Son of Righteousness, the day spring from on high, because we're followers of Him. We want to throw off, don't we, the stuff that characterizes the night that way, the stuff that characterizes the devil, the world, and our sinful flesh. Throw it away. And instead, be dressed and ready to meet the Savior. Don't think that any of us here at the chapel today are beyond heeding the loving advice, the loving warning, really, from the apostle in our text when he says, "The hour has come for you to wake up from your slumber." Church history is certainly filled with examples of many people, even heroes of faith, that have fallen into vices that Paul lists here. For example, think of Noah, drunkenness, or we think of Lot, incest, Moses, anger, murder, David, adultery and murder. Thank God in all the cases we just mentioned there, they did repent of their sin and hold on to Jesus Christ as the Savior, the Messiah coming. Scripture states, though, if you think you're standing firm, be careful that you don't fall. The devil likes to bait the hook, doesn't he? According to the appetite of the fish. Isn't that right? What's the appetite that he's looking for with us? When you get out of bed in the dorm in the morning, no doubt you, maybe it's pretty subconsciously, you dress yourself according to whatever the specific needs will be for the day. If you're over in Gullickson or over at Edgewood, I would hope that you're throwing a coat on as you make your way across the campus right now. You're dressing according to the needs of the day. Because we are so privileged to meet this tremendous guest, our Lord Jesus, the God of the universe who has saved us, because we're so, it's just going to be a tremendous experience to see him at the door there of our hearts and homes. We want to be dressed in the proper attire, don't we? What is this proper dress? Well, Paul says, clothe yourselves with the Lord Jesus Christ. There's no question this is a reference to holy baptism here, is it? Because we know in Scripture that it says, as many of you as have been baptized into Christ have clothed yourselves with Christ Jesus. In baptism, we have been connected to everything Jesus has done for us. His holy life lived in our place. His suffering and death at the cross, paying there the full punishment for our sins, and his glorious resurrection that gives us the proof of our redemption. We have been fitted then with the forgiveness and with his holiness now that covers us, fitting us for our heavenly home. That's through baptism. But that baptism moment is not something that is to be quickly forgotten in our life. It's not something where we just pull out a baptism certificate once in a while and look at it. It's something that means something to us every day of our life. The power wasn't just for that one moment. The power is there to carry us along in life and to even give us the power, the strength for sanctified living. The picture here in the text is that because of the hour, we are not only to wake up and get up, but to dress ourselves. And to dress ourselves for the day. Throw off the deeds of darkness and to dress ourselves for the day. For the day that we know still has some battles out there. Because of temptations, it's still around, but we've got weaponry. We're dressing ourselves as soldiers of Christ, even military armor, spiritually speaking, in our text, taking on the word and the sacraments. There is no greater incentive either for us to be involved in this, to return daily to our baptism, repent of our sins, and take hold of Christ's righteousness. No greater incentive than the fact that that day is going to be filled with jubilation for us. No doubt you too, like me, have jumped out of bed and maybe even shouted, look what time it is! The alarm maybe didn't go off or something was wrong with it. Maybe you had set it to the music and the music was so low. It was easy to get lulled back into sleep, right? We don't want to be lulled back into sleep, do we? By the so-called music or the din and the disorders and so on of this world. And sometimes that can be pretty loud too. No, we're looking forward to a great day, the likes of which has never been seen. Isn't it great to ponder this truth? Our salvation is nearer now than when we first believed. There's a special guest at the door. Put away the pillows. Amen. We pray, stir up our hearts, O Lord, to make ready the way of your only begotten Son, so that by his coming we may worship you with pure minds, through the same Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one true God, now and forever. Amen.